Support for KMUW's Into Music podcast comes from McClelland, reminding listeners that Frank Sinatra coined the word skibbity in Strangers in the Night, which you can listen to in their downtown Wichita showroom. More info on McClelland's innovative sound, lighting, and video technology can be found at maxsound.com.
Hi, I'm Jed Bodwin, and you're listening to Into Music from the KMUW Studios, part of the NPR Podcast Network. My guest on this episode is singer-songwriter Ava Della Pietra. She's recently issued a new single, 3 AM, accompanied by a video for that track. She is a veteran of Broadway, having performed in School of Rock, and more recently has turned her attention from the stage to the studio, focusing on developing a larger body of songs. With an impressive collection of accolades behind her, she is also enrolled in a joint Harvard-Berklee College of Music program studying biology and music theory. She recently spoke about her new single, 3 AM, her theater background, and the future of her recording career. That's Ava Della Pietra on Into Music, coming up now. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about this new single and how it came about.
I had like some type of big decision that I had to make, and I don't even remember what the decision was about, but I was like, I remember being a bit stressed about it, and one of my friends told me, take the night, think it over. And at the time, I really loved that phrase, and I kind of recorded a voice memo of me singing what became the first line of the chorus, take the night, think it over. And then I kind of went to bed, and the next morning I finished this song, and what it ended up being about was this on again, off again relationship that always seems to unravel in the early hours of the morning. And it's also about the pull of somebody who kind of feels impossible to quit and the clarity that you get when you step away from them.
There's certain people in our lives who they pick the strangest moments for crises,
right?
Yeah, I relate to that very, I fear that maybe I am one of those people, just because I'm definitely like, I would be definitely categorized as a night owl. I can't remember the last time I've been a morning person.
Nighttime's different. Like nighttime, early morning is like this different sort of headspace if you're awake. So I don't know, my experience of it is like, leads to a lot of sometimes deep thinking, but sometimes overthinking.
Yeah, I think that I'm a huge fan of nighttime. Like I said, I'm definitely a night owl, and I feel like it is a really fun time to either write songs or just kind of reflect, because the whole day is pretty much over and you just kind of have time to yourself. So I'm a big fan.
And you have a video that that accompanies the tune as well.
In the video, I was trying to mimic this repetition that's kind of portrayed in the song, where you have this relationship that is basically in a cycle. And in the music video, there's a lot of repetition. There are kind of glitches in the video to kind of mimic the, I guess, the distorted thoughts or the confusion throughout the relationship. So definitely a lot of metaphorical moments within the video that reflect the lyrics.
Was that your concept?
Yes, I definitely wanted it to be kind of simplistic in the sense that I didn't want it to be a very obvious narrative that goes from point X to point Y. I just wanted it to be more conceptual and try to capture the essence of the song and capture the cycle. Yeah.
I was curious about like songwriting for you, because you kind of started off like musical theater, right? Was that something that like came a little bit later, like writing your own songs, or were you kind of inclined to be creative musically right away?
It's funny because when I was younger, there are definitely videos that my mom has recorded to me when I was very young, where I'm just kind of improvising a song about my day very casually. And they tended to be quite theatrical because that was the space that I was in when I was younger, and also very dramatized. So I have this recording of me when I was very little, singing about how I was super excited to go into second grade. And it's this 10-minute song that I'm kind of improvising on the spot, talking about seeing all my friends again, all the teachers I'm going to see. So in that sense, I have been songwriting since I was very little, but I started to take it more seriously I guess mainly when COVID happened, honestly. But the main impetus for me to transition into songwriting was, like you said, I was in theater. So I was in School of Rock on Broadway when I was younger. And through School of Rock, I got to meet a lot of really, really talented kid musicians. Because one of the values in the casting process for that show was that in addition to being able to sing and act and dance, these kids also had to be able to play their instruments and be like proper musicians. So through that, I met just like a very different crowd than I had met previously. And I think that inspired me to pursue something that I had always been doing extremely casually prior to that. But then I ended up recording my first song when I was 10, 2 weeks after School of Rock opened.
I think it's so interesting because I think a lot of children do that they make up songs. I mean, I know I did when I was a kid, you know, whether it's the family dog or, you know, whatever. And then for some of us, I think the faucet gets kind of turned off at some point. And then others of us are very lucky that it stays open, you know. So it sounds like maybe some of it for you was kind of like encouragement and so forth, like keep going with this. This is interesting.
I think definitely there was a lot of encouragement attached to it, and just the environment that I grew up in on Broadway and having all these musicians who a lot of them did songwrite. I think another thing that I've thought about is the fact that I feel like improvising a song when I was so young, it was very much a type of vanity thing where when I was younger, I wasn't in my head about whether or not what I was singing was good or what, like if it made sense. And I kind of had the confidence to just improvise this 10-minute song on the spot without kind of questioning anything. Whereas now, like I'm able to do that, but it's in a more, I don't know, in a more educated and thought out way based on like my experience. So I think a lot of the times when people end up, like you said, turn off that faucet, I think maybe a lot of the times it just kind of has to do with growing up and it being a bit of a confidence thing if you're not having that encouragement to keep you going, I guess.
I mean, too, even with like theater, you could have done School of Rock and that could have kind of been it, right? I mean, so what kind of propelled you in that world? Was it also the cast members? How did you kind of keep moving forward with it?
I think that I was looking just for a different form of artistic expression because I had been doing theater from ages 7 to 12 pretty steadily on Broadway or on Broadway tours. And then at the end of School of Rock, I was about to enter junior high school. And then in addition, I was kind of entering that awkward age for kids on Broadway where there aren't really so many roles for teenagers because they would just cast down from 18-year-olds so they don't have to pay tutors, et cetera, guardians. So there was that. And then there was also just my increased interest in songwriting that had just naturally been developing. So it felt a little bit inevitable, I guess, at the time. But it wasn't an extremely conscious decision, I guess.
Well, and with songwriting, there's something there about like, I don't mean this in the literal sense, but you own it. I mean, it's you, right? That's coming out as opposed to somebody else's words and the emotions that you're supposed to convey.
100%. And that transition was something that I found very interesting, especially early on when I first started songwriting, because obviously in theater, a lot of it is telling a story that you've memorized and then you're portraying. And there's this really magical connection with the audience because you're telling and communicating this story. But at the same time, when I transitioned into the songwriting world, the connection with the audience was very different because I was essentially in theater terms, I was constantly breaking the fourth wall and like interacting with the audience members, and it just felt a lot more personalized, I guess, in a different way.
When you're singing a song, let's say you're going through a verse, does that training carry over? Like, are you thinking about, okay, what is the best way to convey this line or?
I think one of the biggest aspects of my songwriting, or I guess of my career that I've carried over, is the theatrical songwriting aspect of it. I think a lot of my pop music is maybe leaning towards more drama and theatrical vibes. But honestly, I think pop music is also leaning that way too. Like if you look at Olivia Rodrigo's stuff, it's very narrative based, or Conan Gray, Chappell Roan, these are like some of my favorite artists. So I think I'm right in there with them in terms of being very focused on the narrative, but that was, I think, a huge inspiration of, from my past theater experience.
Are you thinking, are you working toward an album at some point, or are you going to kind of stay with singles for a while?
I'm definitely working my way towards an album. I'm actually going to LA in a week or 2 weeks to record a bunch of songs, and I don't know if it'll be a fully fledged album at this point or if it'll be an EP, but that is, yeah, that's yet to be decided, but I just know there's so much more music coming and I'm super excited about it.
You've been listening to a conversation with singer-songwriter Ava Della Pietra. Her single 3 AM is available on digital streaming platforms. You can find out more about her at her official website, avadellapietra.com. You can learn more about this podcast and all programming on our station by visiting our website, kmuw.org. Send us your questions and comments at info@kmuw.org. And find all the latest programming notes on that website as well. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time. And as always, we like to remind you that our theme music is composed and performed by Torrin Anderson.